Live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM, celebrating excellence atop Burnaby Mountain, it's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent music from across Canada. This week's show is titled 2020 Julian Award Winner. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, make like a young Joe Pesci, take the next 60 minutes and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Gracie. Dance on the Air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with the 2019 winner of the Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artist, John Pittman, and the tune was Moray Crossing from his album Kinship. And this week, we are going to announce the winner of the 2020 Julian Award. It is the ninth year that we've presented the award. And on the show, we're going to play songs by all the past winners. This is probably the last year on a one-hour show. I'm going to be able to play all the past winners on one show, as well as the winners of this year's contest. And we have Pat Julian himself in the studio to announce the winner later on in the show. And so welcome, Pat, to the 2020 Julian Award Jazz Spectrum.
Hey, great to be here as always, Peter, and wonderful music. And just hearing Pittman's song brings back last year's memories, and looking at the list of music to come is quite exciting. A little walk down memory lane.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to be here. I don't know who the winner is or the runner-up, so it's I'm looking forward to the big surprise.
Well, let's get to the music.
You bet.
The sooner we play the music, the sooner we can announce the winner. All right. So we're going to play the songs in order that they won from the year one, which was 2012. Right up to, well, we played John Pittman, and we're gonna start at the beginning and work our way forward. So our first winner was a group, trio out of Montreal called Turtle Boy, And their debut album was Smart Matter, and we're going to play the title tune from that album. And then year two, 2013, Vancouver's own Tyson Naylor Trio won the award. Tyson Naylor, a very fine keyboardist, and the album was Cosmonauten, and we're going to play the tune Allee der Cosmonauten from that album. And then year three, 2014, we went to Whitehorse for the winter, and singer-songwriter Fawn Fritzen was the winner. And her album Bedroom Voice, and we're going to play an original Fawn Fritzen tune called Life So Sweet. But we're going to start off with Montreal's Turtle Boy and the title tune from their debut album, Smart Matter.
Thank you. storm clouds gathering above you. I can see your burdens on your heavy heart and feet. I could be your sunshine if you let me love you. Baby, I could make your life so sweet. They say into each life a little rain must fall. Blue skies turn to blue days. Summer turns to fall. Love has let you down and you don't know where to turn. Can't you see the one who aches for you? How above, oh, oh, those storm clouds coming, they'll blow you away. Even with your sorrows weighing down your heavy heart and feet, I could be your sunshine if you let me love you. Baby, I could make your life so sweet. Sorrows weighing down your heavy heart and feet. Let me be your sunshine. Let me love you. Won't you let me make your life so sweet? I know I could make your life so sweet.
That was Fawn Fritzen in Life So Sweet from her 2014 debut album, Bedroom Voice, which won the Julian Award that year. Before that, the 2013 winner, the Tyson Naylor Trio, and Alir de Cosmonauten from his debut album, Cosmonauten. And we opened the set with the 2012 winner, the first year that we ran the award, and the winner was Turtle Boy, and it was the title tune off of their debut album, Smart Matter. I don't think Turtle Boy is playing as Turtle Boy anymore, but the three members of the group have traveled basically around the world playing, and one, I believe, is in New York, one's in Berlin, and one is still in Montreal.
Well, that's a great thing about these artists, Peter.
These artists play with a lot of different people and a lot of different bands, and there's always metamorphosis going on. So,
yes.
You know, you may have, as soon as you played the opening notes of that Turtle Boy song, it took me right back.
Absolutely.
When you and I had blonde hair instead of gray.
Yes.
But it's a talent and the way that these musicians can interact and play with others. Fawn Fritzen, big memory there, because that's when Shelley and I got together, and now we're getting married this June. Shout out to Shelley.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and we're playing great music from past Julian Award winners, and we're going to announce the winner in the second half of the show, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cgsf.ca.
February is Black History Month. Tune in all month for special episodes of Speak Up, Intravenous, SFU Ideas and Issues, and more, celebrating Black History. I wanna know, do you see it?
There's only one place around the Burnaby campus of SFU that's been keeping staff, students, and faculty caffeinated in full for over 20 years. Renaissance Coffee. Owners Parminder and Kamaljeet Parhar have made such a contribution to life at SVU that they were awarded the Chancellor's Distinguished Service Award in 2015 to commemorate their commitment to community service at SFU. Not only providing a service that many might consider to be an essential part of life at SFU, Renaissance Coffee also provides a generous bursary for students who exemplify an outstanding dedication to community service. CJSF 90.1 would like to recognize and give thanks to this long-standing staple of life at SFU, and remind our listeners that if they need an extra boost of energy, they should visit one of the many locations of Renaissance Coffee around Burnaby campus.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're playing through selections from the winners of the past Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists, going back to 2012 when we first ran the award. And we're going to continue with three very fine artists from 2015, 2016, and 2017. And we're going to start off with Vancouver's own Eli Bennett, who won the award in 2015 for his debut album called Breakthrough. And we're going to play Upside Swagger. And then the winner in 2016, Toronto-based Chilliwack native trumpet player, vocalist, songwriter Tara Canningera. And her album was Some Version of the Truth. And we're going to play a very fine song from that album called Stand in Line. And we're going to close out the set with the 2017 winner, Reynolds Good Millard Fapajuo. And we're going to play a tune from Dan Reynolds' Prodigal Son Suite, Subjectivity. And that's from their album that won the award, From Day to Day. So we're going to start off with Eli Bennett and Upside Swagger.
Thank you. Till they're not. but you're not willing, but you're not willing to jump the line. But you're still willing, but you're still willing to stand in line. Check. Thank you.
That was Reynolds Good, Millard and Fapajuo, and Subjectivity from the 2017 Julian Award-winning album From Day to Day. And before that, we heard Tara Canningera and Stand in Line from her 2016 Julian Award-winning album Some Version of the Truth. And we opened the set with Eli Bennett and Upside Swagger from his album Breakthrough, which won the award in 2015. And we're going through, we're playing all the past winners, and very, very soon we're going to announce the 2020 winner, and the excitement is mounting.
That was a great set of those three artists, and I loved all three of those albums when they came out. You know who else really liked them? Our mutual friend from Newestminster, Brian Shields, who has a show on Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM.
Hey, shout out to Brian.
There you go.
All right. And, of course, he asked the pertinent question, just who is this Pat Julian?
That's right.
When we announce the award.
Yeah, you will.
Yes, yes. Anyway, I'm Peter Prentice.
And I'm Pat Julian.
And I'm Jose Mairena.
Excellent.
And you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're getting closer and closer to the moment when we're going to announce the winner of the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists, artists who have put out, generally speaking, their debut album in the last 16 months or so, and that is Canadian content, and which contains original music. And all five finalists this year meet that in spades. And let me just say who the finalists are. We'll start with the Michael Agranovich Quartet from Vancouver. The album From My Perspective, very fine, thoroughly modern guitarist. And Jalen Bate, also from Vancouver, for his album On the Edge, a wonderful composer in both the classical and jazz world. And this is his debut jazz album, and featuring some of Vancouver's finest jazz musicians, as well as some up-and-comers as well in his big band. And then Kate Blechinger from Edmonton, singer-songwriter. Her album Under a Dancing Sky, she's a Regina native, bringing folk sensibilities to jazz. And Under a Dancing Sky is really a tribute to Joni Mitchell. And then Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger from Toronto, the album Northern Ranger. And Harry Vitro is a drummer and avid outdoorsman. The album Northern Ranger is really about places in Canada that he has visited and his impressions of them. And then finally, Allison Young, also from Toronto, and the album So Here We Are. And she's an Ottawa native, bringing a classic and refreshing 60s sound to the 21st century with her very fine album, So Here We Are. And so we're getting closer to the moment. We want to thank the five artists for their enthusiasm and participation and willingness to stand for this award. And Pat, you have a few words.
I'd like to say this. This is the ninth year at Peter, since you organized it, and I have the pleasure of participating and helping out. This year, And I think in every year, there was two or three artists that we preferred or we liked, even though we didn't vote. This year, all five. This is the first year where I couldn't make a choice between these five artists. It's a great, great collection of Canadian talent.
So here we go. So the winner, the runner-up, and the winner of $250 in the 2020 Julian Award is...
Runner-up, excellent album, love it, Harry Fetrow's Northern Ranger.
We're playing the tune Buffalo Jump from the album Northern Ranger.
You played it last week, and I play it over and over. It's great. We'll be right back.
That was Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger, and the tune was Buffalo Jump from the album Northern Ranger. And Harry Vitro is the runner-up in the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence. And just a note on this particular tune, has been chosen by Starbucks to be played in its restaurants in the United States, which is, if you like Starbucks, is pretty cool.
I'm not sure how that works, but that's congratulations.
Yes, absolutely.
Every store.
Yep. All righty. Well, we're here. It's
you
the
feel
time.
It? You
I feel it.
It.
Okay. I think we need to announce it. Without further ado.
Okay, well, I'm going to rip the envelope.
Okay.
And
the winner of the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence and the winner of $500 is...
Jalem Bate from Vancouver.
Congratulations, Jalem. The tune, title tune, On the Edge.
Thank you.
congratulations, Jalen Bate, our 2020 winner of the Julian Award of Excellence for his album On the Edge. And I'm sure we're going to hear lots more from Jalen Bate, as we will from Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger. And I believe Harry Vitro has a new album coming out sometime in February. So we look forward to that and playing that on the show. And to all our other finalists, Michael Agranovich Quartet, Kate Blechinger, and Allison Young, congratulations and thank you so much for participating. To the listeners, for responding and listening and voting and becoming a part of this. To the group of friends who voted for the first round of nominees, thank you so much for taking it so seriously and putting a lot of effort into and thought into who you would choose to be a finalist for the award. And to CJSF for allowing me to be on this on the air on this show and present great Canadian jazz and really especially young Canadian jazz, because that's what we're trying to do, is promote the best in young and emerging Canadian jazz artists. And so thank you to Pat Julian for lending his name to the award, and for your support of Canadian jazz and emerging Canadian jazz artists.
Well, it's a real pleasure, Peter, and it was a thrill to be here. And as I say, these five artists deserve more attention and listening, and we'll be following their careers. And, of course, next year, the 10th anniversary.
Absolutely. Fun and games. Absolutely. Well, folks, our time is almost up on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of the finest in new and independent jazz from across Canada, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled 2020 Julian Award Winner. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're closing our show with the winner of the 2018 Julian Award, Sam Kermeyer from Montreal, fine guitarist, and the title tune from his winning album, Opening Statement. Well, Grace, I'll be home soon, and the rest of you will catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.